This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. It appears U.S. hog farmers have done a good job of learning to control a disease in their herds. However, as Todd Gleason reports, it's cost them plenty.
PEDV stands for Porcine Epidemic Diarrhea Virus. Now, the disease showed up in U.S. hog herds around the nation beginning in 2013. Last year's winter, not this past one, but the previous one, was really awful for hog farmers. One morning, they could check nurseries and find everything warm and cozy, but then, by the end of the week, PEDV could kill every piglet and there was no way to stop it. But the largest impact on baby pig death losses was from late 2013 into the summer of 2014. USDA counts pigs in an effort to get a better handle on the available supply. PEDV, it appears, says Purdue Extension Ag economist Chris Hurt, threw a great big statistical anomaly into those numbers.
We can note that the summer of 2014 is when these current inconsistencies in USDA numbers prevailed. The numbers that producers reported to USDA certainly could have been influenced by the concerns they had over the impacts of PED back at that time.
Notably, the impact of PEDV on the number of pigs per litter appears to have been smaller this winter compared to the previous winter. In the winter of 2014, the number of pigs per litter was down about 7% from trend. In the recent winter, the number of pigs per litter was only about 2% below trend. USDA is still coming to grips with the PEDV anomaly in its reports. It will fix itself over time as farmer-reported figures are no longer influenced by the scare factor of PEDV. I'm Todd Gleason.
Dutch Valley Meats, an Illinois-licensed establishment located in Arthur, is recalling approximately 2,400 pounds of ham loaf due to misbranding and undeclared allergens. Illinois Department of Agriculture, or IDOA, Bureau of Meat and Poultry Inspection, announced the recall because the product contains wheat, a known allergen, which is not declared on the product label. The product subject to recall was sold as a 2-pound oven-ready loaf in an aluminum pan wrapped in white butcher paper and labeled Ham Loaf Oven Ready. The packaging bears the establishment number 326 inside the Illinois Mark of Inspection. The ham loaves were produced on various dates from April 1, 2013 through February 9, 2015 and sold in Douglas and Champaign counties to retail establishments. IDOA discovered the potential health hazard during a routine inspection. Neither the IDOA nor the company has received any reports of illness due to the consumption of the recalled product. Anyone concerned about an injury or illness should contact a healthcare provider. Consumers who have questions about the recall can contact the plant's representative, Lauren Yoder, at 217-543-3354. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. It's a little difficult to say how much farmland values have changed from their recent peak. Farmers National Company's Real Estate Relations Coordinator and Appraisal Manager, Terry Jensen, says there is a lack of land on the market.
Investors have an interest in land. I think a lot of them think that land prices are going to, kind of fall off, and that'll be the opportunity for them to get involved. Some areas of the country, premium quality land, we are still seeing premium quality prices being paid, and even in some areas, prices going up. But then in other parts of the country, if it's not that premium quality land, we are seeing some prices have dropped anywhere from 5 to 10 to 20%.
Jensen thinks land rents will catch up with that at some point.
We haven't seen those huge drops in rents, like I think people thought that we would see. And I think it's just too early for that. We saw some rents go down, $25 an acre or $50 an acre, but I haven't seen that here at FNC. Haven't heard that we've had farmers or operators who just let it go back and the farmer had to find somebody else.
Jensen says Farmers National Company has had a very active spring with a lot of auctions, as have other companies, and she's also seeing more private treaty sales than in the past. Wet weather is keeping farmers out of the field so far. Reagan Weir with CHS Shipman gave an update on farming activity in the area and says while the calendar says spring, it doesn't quite feel like it looking at the fields.
It's obviously here on the calendar. It looks like it's the right time of the year when you look at a calendar. When you look out in the fields and the temperatures of the soil and the conditions of the soil, we're not quite there yet. We've gotten a start on tiled ground that have installed field drainage tile that have helped those fields to be a little bit better towards field capacity on conditions to work. But those are pretty well the only ones that guys in our area have been working.
Although not much planting has taken place, Weir says that many farmers have been able to get other spring field work out of the way.
We've started to see a little bit of planting over in the Jersey County on the Illinois River bottom, but just very small amounts. But we have seen anhydrous ammonia going decent on those tiled fields, probably from Shipman mostly to the west. On untiled fields, we're finding a little here and there on the high spots, but it's pretty heavy yet. So a little bit of spraying. Some of these fields are greening up pretty rapidly. They've got very adequate moisture, and now we're getting, some 80-degree days, so the weeds are starting to really come on. So we've got a few guys trying to spray and get ahead of some of those fields so that when they can work them, they won't have such a mat of weeds to work into the ground to prepare their seed bed.
At this point, most all preparations are finished, and farmers are anxiously awaiting the chance to plant this year's crop.
Most farmers have done everything they can to prepare themselves. We've been working on a lot of seed meters for their planters to make sure they'll plant accurately. Most of them have taken a lot of their seed needs, those deliveries, the chemical needs. Many of those deliveries have been made, so I think they're about as prepared as they can be. Most of them just have a lot of interest in watching that weather forecast.
Again, that was Reagan Weir with CHS in Shipman. The Macoupin County Farm Service Agency office wishes to remind farmers who have failed crop acreage, for example wheat, that they must file a CCC 576 Notice of Failed Crop Acreage in a complete FSA 578 crop acreage report at the county FSA office before disposition of the crop. If the crop is insured by crop insurance, the producer must provide documentation of failed crop inspection and determination by crop insurance before the county FSA committee can approve the failed acreage request. For additional questions on 2015 failed crop acreage, you can contact the Macoupin County FSA office at 217-854-2626. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.